back.
He's back!
You can't keep getting away with this! He can't keep getting away with it!
He won't.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 30th of April, 2025, and a lot of people made predictions for today. Today ain't over yet, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? Just keep on rolling. And here's the thing. Before we even talk about anything in this video, because I actually have a list. I have to keep track of everything. I've got too many channels and not enough hours in the day. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I already spent all morning bashing myself out, getting bruised, etc. And you're going to be shocked, but I was working on my truck. Because I am planning on rolling out of here in the next couple few weeks. And yes, I will try to make it to Washington to check out the ports myself. But I have a lot of people that live out in Washington State. So shoot me an email and tell me what's up. Or send me footage, even better. rjcjr10@yahoo.com. At any rate, listen to this. To all my subscribers in America, do this. Be grateful. All right? As messed up as America is, as bad as things are going to get, and as bad as things have gotten, be grateful that you can literally turn on your faucet and water comes out, hopefully hot and cold. Be grateful that you can get in your car and pretty much drive anywhere you want, even during a complete and utter lockdown. Because they locked us down. The entire country was locked down, and I got in my Land Cruiser and did whatever I wanted the entire time. Some places I couldn't get in because I was not going to put a mask on ever at all, and I didn't. But just be grateful, okay? Food, water, lights, things of that nature, because at any moment, the lights could go out. I'm not saying that to be a fear monger. It's the reality. This is the reality of things. They've warned us in all sorts of movies. We had Civil War 2024 came out, which made absolutely no sense whatsoever at all, except putting the idea out of a civil war in the United States and showing what it would look like. We had the movie Leave the World Behind that came out that was directed by Michael and Barack Hussein Obama, or Barry Satoro, but which basically showed every conspiracy coming to life in real life and what it would look like. And then we had Zero Day with Robert De Niro being the president, which is incredibly ironic because I love Robert De Niro because I'm Paisan. I'm Italian. I grew up 15-minute walk from Gennaro Angiulo's house, the underboss of the New England crime family. You know what I mean? De Niro was an awesome actor, but he's an absolute jerk-off in real life. So that bummed me out. At any rate, let's get into it. This is live. It's not live. You see these two books? Confusion in Christianity and Confusion in the Cosmos. I'm actually in this book, which is kind of cool. That makes three books that I'm referred to. I'm going to give a copy of this and a copy of this away to two subscribers. Just do me a favor and say I'm in the comments below, okay? And if you already own this book, do him a solid and go over to the Amazon page and leave a review. You know what I mean? Because Amazon keeps selling out, so we have to use a different link. It's easier on Amazon for a whole bunch of reasons, but on that, I'll digress. That's it. I'm in, and then we'll do a drawing. But here's the deal. Every time I do a giveaway, I do the drawing. I have somebody make the list for me, which is usually 500 to 1,000 people. I do the random numbers. I do the video, and nobody ever claims it. It freaks me out. Whatever. And also, in case you didn't see the live stream that I did with Keith from Many Fish, I am not affiliated with this book. It's just the biggest book I've ever read in my 50s, that's over 500 pages, besides the King James, that I've read three times and I'm working on my fourth time, and that book got me to crack the Bible. It's not a reinterpretation, it's just showing you how the Bible applies to today and uses all the Bible verses to back it up. It's an amazing book. Now, see these things? Keith from Many Fish, his wife makes these by hand. These are phenomenal, and they completely shut down your phone's ability to track you. Period. And I did extensive testing on these when I was at Keith's house to make sure they actually worked. He makes these for, well, she makes these for all sorts of devices. They're made right in Maine, United States, and you can't get any more American than that. So I'm going to leave links below. It's called blockitpocket.com. No affiliation, but I have a platform, and this is what you do when you have a platform. How many channels did I bring up that nobody ever heard about that are all big channels now? You know what I'm saying? Sadly, when I got taken down, none of these guys actually told people where to find me, but on that, I will digress. Here we go. So all of a sudden, there's a lot of rumors on the internet, as the internet's known to do, where people are basically making things up about what happened in Spain and Portugal and parts of France when the power went out. And the biggest one is people are saying somebody cut the underwater lines, the ones that run under the ocean that bring power to that place. Yeah. Do you know how long that would take to fix? Do you see what I'm saying? This was just somebody turning the light switch out or CERN firing up and knocking the entire place down. But cutting underwater lines, they wouldn't be replaced in a day. It would take a long time. So that internet rumor is not true. It's false. And here's another one, because everyone's under the impression that RFK Jr. is exposing chemtrails. No, they're talking about chemtrails because they monitor everything we see, say, and comment on the internet in real time. Because that's what the internet is for. It's the ultimate information device for them to use against us, okay? RFK just came out with this because the UK just said they're going to start spraying the skies under Operation Satan. So this is how he's doing this. You may remember that he's also the guy that came out and said that the mRNA vaccine could cure cancer. Remember? Instead of reading memes people post on Facebook as my source of information, I go to places like Scientific America, and right here it says, "Life-saving vaccines appear to be targeted under Trump and RFK." But read the small print. What are they targeting? All they're targeting is the terminology. They want to remove the reference to the word mRNA. Vaccine continues to move forward. They just want to pull that word out because people know what it means. Period. Listen to this.
I'm a freedom of choice person.
Yeah.
We should have transparency. We should have informed choice. And but if people don't want it, they shouldn't be, the government shouldn't force them to do it. There are adverse events from the vaccine. It does cause deaths every year. It causes all the illnesses that measles itself cause, encephalitis and blindness, et cetera. And so people ought to be able to make that choice for themselves. And what we need to do is give them the best information and encourage them to vaccinate. The vaccine does stop the spread of the
I want
disease.
everyone to just hear. You said encourage them to, you know, and this, but that frustrates me because I listen to people talk about you and they don't tell the truth.
So not only is he encouraging people to vaccinate and telling you that a vaccine for measles and mumps are something that you lay in bed for 3 days and it comes and goes. All of us did it. It's no big deal. It is what it is. It was part of growing up. Period. This dude's telling you to get a vaccine for that, and the only thing they're targeting is getting rid of the word mRNA. That's it. That's it. You see what I'm saying? It's all smoke and mirrors. I mean, I don't understand how people are still hanging their hats on this. If you don't see what they're doing, I don't know what else to possibly tell you, but maybe this will give you a clue. Trump just passed this yesterday or the day before to celebrate his 100 days in office. This is awesome. Strengthening and unleashing America's law enforcement to pursue criminals and protect innocent people. Executive Order, April 28, 2025. Even Obama didn't do this. And if you read this, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's going to empower state and local officials in law enforcement And it will allow these guys to do whatever they want, no matter what, and the government will back them up. Okay? Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, this is for the immigrants and the criminals and this, that, and the other thing. Here's the deal. Bush, same. Obama, same. Biden, same. Trump, the same. Okay? Trump was Operation Warp Speed. They are not going to go against something that he claims ownership over and over and over. He's the father of the mRNA. This right here is martial law without saying the dirty words. This will destroy innocent citizens, period. They already are. I mean, I don't know what else to possibly tell you, but this is what's really going on. People should wake up, but they won't. They won't. They get all their information from memes instead.
Okay, so this executive order explains that the president is blaming crime on politicians who make it hard for police to do their jobs by tying their hands legally or politically. So the executive order explains that the administration is going to create best practices to help cities toughen their policing, defend police who get unfairly sued or punished, give more resources to police officers, and end things like race or gender-based hiring policies they see as illegal or harmful. So under the order, federal agencies are ordered to help police by giving them new policing strategies, improving training programs, increasing police salaries and benefits, strengthening legal protections for police officers, pushing for tougher punishment for crimes against police, investing more in prisons, and standardizing crime data collection to better track criminal activity across the country. So within 90 days, the federal government will send excess military equipment like vehicles and gear to local police and look at ways to use military training, non-lethal equipment, and even personnel to help local law enforcement fight crime. Also, the Attorney General must prosecute local leaders who are illegally blocking police from doing their jobs or using DEI programs to illegally discriminate or block proper law enforcement. And finally, apparently, the Homeland Security Task Forces, which were originally created on January 20th, 2025, to help the immigration enforcement at the border, will now be pivoted to help enforce this order.
So it sounds great, right? They're gonna give cops more money. They're going to get the politicians out of the way, this, that, and the other thing. But that's not going to happen. All that's going to happen is we're going to have more military vehicles on the street and cops getting away with whatever they want now, because sadly, you're not going to unring the bell. They had our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan doing things that don't win wars. They were kicking down citizens' doors all over the country, men, women, and children, dragging them out of the houses. And all that was for was to make them money, A, and B, when they got home and went into law enforcement, because it's such a common thing, they wouldn't have any problem treating everybody like people that you're fighting in a war. You see what I mean? Enemy combatants. And now that will be everybody in America. And this time they'll have everything they need to do it, including armored vehicles and all sorts of assets in the sky that didn't exist just 10 years ago. This is going to get ugly. Because Donald Trump is here to bring in the New World Order, Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, and it's all happening. Speaking of the Great Reset, yesterday, Citibank went out. It got hit by a huge nationwide outage, and people couldn't access their bank accounts. You know what I mean? You think that's a complete and utter coincidence that Spain, Portugal, and France magically lose their power completely, and then Citibank goes out and people can't access their bank accounts, and you can't find anything online about that right now, even though that was a thing that happened yesterday. So does that make sense why I tell you to get your money out of the bank, turn your money into gold and silver that you can actually hold in your hand? Because they're going to completely erase anything you have in the bank and you'll have nothing. People say that I'm selling gold. I'm not selling anything. You're taking your money and converting it from ones and zeros to actual gold. Do it or don't. Your call. I think after 15 years of making videos absolutely demonetized, I can have a sponsor, and this only sponsor I use is legit. So I'm going to stick with it, but whatever. Meanwhile, everybody's getting laid off. Everybody's losing jobs in massive amounts in America since these guys came into office. And Trump and Musk are going to find out what's up with Fort Knox, but they just forgot all about that. And meanwhile, the national debt still continues to go straight up. Even with this magic little number down here, debt per citizen, $107,000. Debt per taxpayer, over almost $500,000. Savings per taxpayer, $3,000. But it doesn't reflect anywhere. This is all nonsense because they're destroying the country. They're destroying the country because they have to. I mean, how do you not see this? It's happening all around the world. We're just a little trickier because they want us to kill each other. That's the point. That's the point. You give the police absolutely all sorts of military equipment, and guess what the police are going to turn into? More so, they're going to turn into the military. Police and the military are two very different things. In America, it's all the same. At any rate, Richie from Boston, I'm out.